Tonight on the Worldview Report, the United Nations wants to get rid of all laws restricting sexual activity, even those involving minor children. Russian oil exports reached their highest level in 3 years, completely thwarting the U.S. NATO-sponsored economic sanctions. More cause for concern about the safety of the U.S. food supply. Joe Biden, only the second Catholic president of the United States, is shaping up to be the most anti-Catholic president in U.S. history. And legendary actor Morgan Freeman sounds off on race in America. It's not the first time, and you might be surprised by his comments. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. A new report from the United Nations has called for all forms of drug use and sexual activity to be decriminalized globally. Authored by the International Committee on Jurists, known as UNAIDS, and the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, the report was released on International Women's Day with the goal of guiding, quote, the application of international human rights law to criminal law, end quote. Called the 8 March Principles, the report calls for offenses related to, quote, sex, drug use, HIV, sexual and reproductive health, homelessness, and poverty, end quote, to be decriminalized. The United Nations agencies say that criminalizing offenses related to these issues constitutes an attack on human rights. Ian Sutterman, the law and policy director for International Committee of Jurists, said in the press release, quote, criminal law is among the harshest of tools at the disposal of the state to exert control over individuals. As such, it ought to be a measure of last resort, however. Globally, there has been a growing trend towards over-criminalization. We must acknowledge that these laws not only violate human rights, but the fundamental principles of criminal law themselves, end quote. The report calls for sex between adults and minors to be decriminalized, so long as the minor's so-called consent. As per the report, quote, with respect to the enforcement of criminal law and prescribed minimum age of consent to sex must be applied in a non-discriminatory manner. Enforcement may not be linked to the sex gender of participants or age of consent to marriage. Moreover, sexual conduct involving persons below the domestically prescribed minimum age of consent to sex may be consensual, in fact, if not in law. In this context, the enforcement of criminal law should reflect the rights and capacity of persons under 18 years of age to make decisions about engaging in consensual sexual conduct and their right to be heard in matters concerning them. Pursuant to their evolving capacities and progressive autonomy, persons under 18 years of age should participate in decisions affecting them with due regard to their age, maturity, and best interest, and with specific attention to non-discrimination guarantees, end quote. Minors, of course, cannot truly consent to sex with an adult outside of the reprobate minds of the so-called UN experts. The report also calls for all criminal laws relating to sex work to be abolished, which could easily serve to aid traffickers, pimps, and abusers. This also serves the abortion industry, which has aided traffickers and abusers by failing to report suspected abuse and returning victims to their abusers after their abortions. Decriminalizing sex work, sex crimes against minors, and abortion would only serve to foment more sex trafficking, aiding abusers who are known to use abortion as a means to cover up their crimes. What this really sounds like is the effecting of what is known as the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. This is something I've been writing about since the early 90s. In fact, in my second book in 1995, I had a whole chapter on the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. This same trash coming out of the UN is right in line with the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, which treats children as adults, giving them the same rights as any adult. And any parent that infringes on the so-called rights of the child, well, according to the international treaty from the UN, they can be appointed an attorney to represent them in court to sue their parents. This is the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child being implemented in bits and pieces. A Timberland High School varsity tennis player died suddenly after collapsing during practice last Monday. That's what the Boise School District confirmed to the Idaho Statesman newspaper. Justin Smith was transported to St. Luke's Boise Medical Center, but life-saving measures were unsuccessful. And the 17-year-old was sadly pronounced dead at 6:20 p.m. Monday, April 9th, in the emergency room. That's according to a news release Thursday from Ada County Coroner Richard D. Rifle. An investigation is being conducted by the Boise Police Department. Just the news reports that Russian oil exports are at their highest since April 2020, despite Western sanctions imposed on the country after Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered the invasion of Ukraine last year. The International Energy Agency wrote in April's monthly oil market report, quote, "The Russian oil exports in March soared to the highest since April 2020, thanks to surging product flows that returned to levels last seen before Russia invaded Ukraine," end quote. Total exports rose 0.6 million barrels a day to 8.1 million barrels a day in March, with estimated export revenues growing by $1 billion to $12.7 billion. But it is still 43% lower than a year ago. Russia's profit comes after the United States and Europe allies imposed a $60 per barrel price cap on Russian oil late last year. Putin banned countries with price caps from receiving oil exports. Other countries such as China and India have still been willing to purchase oil from Russia to replace the European countries and the U.S. Additionally, Japan heavily relies on imports to meet its energy requirements and is still buying Russian oil above the $60 price cap. About 45% of Russia's budget relies on oil and gas export. That's according to the International Energy Agency. Oil prices, well, they're down from last year, which contributed to Russia's lower overall oil revenue. Barrel of crude oil cost $82.78 on Friday, compared to $103.82 a year before. That's according to the Brent crude oil benchmark. Attorney and activist Tom Wren says he has confirmed that big agriculture is vaccinating pigs and other segments of the food supply with toxic mRNA drugs. Here he is speaking in an interview with Real America's Voice, Jeff Crocher. Watch this.
We don't know what we're eating. Is that the bottom line, Tom?
No, we don't. In fact, right now we've confirmed this mRNA stuff is in the food supply. We know that Merck has a product called Sequevity. They've been injecting mRNA into pigs since 2018. We know that they can actually make what's called transmissible mRNA. And what that means is that they can put this stuff in an animal so that it transmits to whoever is ingesting whatever it is that they're ingesting, and they become vaccinated. So they could engineer this into plants, into animals, into various things. And if we don't get disclosure, if we don't, you know, pass some informed consent laws, what's going to happen is for all you guys that stood strong and said no to these mRNA vaccines, well, you're going to get them anyways right through your food.
I hosted Renz on my show a couple weeks earlier, and he said the same thing. So we're glad to see other talk show hosts are having him on as well. Very few media are reporting on this travesty going on with our food. Renz is trying to get a law passed in Missouri that would require clear labeling of all food products containing mRNA. The Biden regime has put Catholic Americans and organizations under an unprecedented level of scrutiny by using the FBI and Justice Department to infiltrate churches and prosecute members. It's according to experts that spoke to the Daily Caller News Foundation. Joe Biden, the second Catholic president after John F. Kennedy, has talked about his faith on multiple occasions during his career, saying in 2012 that, quote, my religion defines who I am, end quote. But Biden's political positions on abortion and LGBTQ issues have put him and his administration at odds with the church on several occasions. So reports Kate Anderson for the Daily Caller News Service. The Biden regime has been criticized for its attacks on the Catholic Church, including issuing an FBI memo earlier this year labeling traditional Catholics a domestic threat. Andrea Baer, director of the Conscience Project and a fellow at the Institute of Human Ecology at the Catholic University of America, told the Daily Caller that the Biden regime has, quote, embraced the thuggery of anti-Catholic bigotry with zeal, end quote. She stated, quote, anti-Catholicism has been said to be the last acceptable prejudice. Prosecution of pro-lifers, FBI witch hunts of attendees of the traditional Latin Mass, the refusal to protect Catholic Supreme Court justices from grotesque intimidation in front of their homes, pressuring Catholic hospitals to kowtow to the absurd demands of gender ideology, pulling priestly care from the nation's top military hospital are just the tip of the iceberg, end quote. After news broke in February that the FBI had released an internal memo calling members of more traditional churches, quote, radical traditionalist Catholics, end quote, and accusing them of being an extremist threat to Americans, Biden remained silent on the issue. Last week, it was revealed that the FBI had issued at least one undercover informant to spy on Catholic churches to obtain information to create the memo. The undercover operation was revealed during Republican Ohio Representative Jim Jordan's investigation into the memo, and it found that the FBI had been trying to get congregations to help them create, quote, new avenues for tripwire and source development, end quote. Roger Saverno, vice president of domestic policy at the Heritage Foundation, told the Daily Caller that during his time as a career attorney for the DOJ's Civil Rights Department under the Obama and Trump administrations, he came across a similar memo to the one leaked this year. Saverno said, quote, there was an investigation of a traditional Catholic organization where we were asked to enforce their rights, and in the memo, the attorney cited the religious beliefs as being somehow radical and therefore a reason not to enforce the law. I saw it with my own eyes, and I spoke up and I said, you can't target a religious group and exclude them from religious protection under the law because you dislike their religious beliefs, end quote. Legendary actor Morgan Freeman explained how Black History Month and the term African American are insults to Black people, and he said this in a rare interview. During an interview with the Times in London, Freeman, well, he explained his views about race. Freeman declared that, quote, two things I can say publicly that I do not like. Black History Month is an insult, end quote. Shawshank Redemption actor added that the term African American is also an insult, stating that, quote, I don't describe to that title. Black people have had different titles all the way back to the N-word, and I do not know how these things get such a grip. But everyone uses African American. What does it really mean? End quote. He said, Black people come from a variety of countries across the world and not just the continent of Africa. He reasoned that Irish Americans and Italian Americans are not called Euro-American. Speaking of current society, he said, quote, generationally, though, I do think we're moving ahead in leaps and bounds, end quote. Morgan made similar comments about Black History Month in a classic 60 Minutes interview from 2005. Host Mike Wallace asked Freeman about his thoughts on Black History Month. And Freeman, well, he quickly shot back, quote, ridiculous, end quote. Freeman, now 85, asked Wallace why there isn't a White History Month or a Jewish History Month. Then asked Wallace if he wanted those as a special month. Wallace's response was, well, very interesting. Take a look.
Black History Month, you find
ridiculous.
Why?
You're going to relegate my history to a month?
Oh, come on.
What do you do with yours? Which month is White History Month? Come on. Tell me.
Well, I'm Jewish.
Okay. Which month is Jewish History Month?
There isn't one.
Oh. Oh. Why not?
Yeah.
You want one?
No.
I don't either. I don't want a Black History Month. Black history is American history.
How are we going to get rid of racism and
stop talking about it? I'm going to stop calling you a white man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you to stop calling me a black man. I know you as Mike Wallace. You know me as Morgan Freeman.
Freeman silenced CNN anchor Don Lemon regarding a question about race in 2014. Watch this video.
Yeah. We have a much more vibrant society when we don't have such a vast chasm between the haves and the have-nots. We need that middle ground that we call the middle class, the people who buy everything, people who use the products that the rich are creating, if they're creating anything other than wealth, right?
Right.
So it's what's happening with the Chinese economy right now. They're changing their whole outlook because they need consumers.
Yeah.
And without a middle class, you're not going to have consumers. You're not going to have it at the level that we normally would have it.
So can I go back to, because I thought what you said was fascinating, because you called it bull when you said people can't, you know, pull themselves up. Do you think that race plays a part in wealth distribution, or either a mindset that you can't
today,
or cannot?
Yeah. No.
You don't?
No, I don't. I don't. You and I, we're proof. Why would race have anything to do with it? Put your mind to what you want to do and go for that. It's kind of like religion to me. It's a good excuse for not getting there.
Yeah. You know, I said, and it's probably get me in trouble, but I said to some of my colleagues recently, I know that it's an issue, but it seems like every single day on television I'm talking about race, and it's because of the news cycle, it's in the news, but sometimes I get so tired of talking about it, I want to just go, this is over, can we move on?
And if you talk about it, it exists.
Right.
Yeah. It's not like it exists and we refuse to talk about it, but making it a bigger issue than it needs to be is the problem we have.
So we'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
Call or go to MyPillow.com right now to take advantage of Mike's limited time offer. Use the promo code on the screen, and when you buy one set of Giza Dream Sheets, Mike will send you another set absolutely free. That's right, buy one set of Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. Choose from a variety of colors in solid, stripes, and new flannel sheets. Order now.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Welcome back. Finland is building a new 10-foot-high border wall topped with razor wire along its 832-mile border with Russia. And the media loves it. They're literally cheering the Finns on as they protect their border against the evil of Russia. They even talk about building a border wall or fence on the U.S.-Mexico border instills fear and anger in the mainstream media. Interesting how that works, right? Construction of Finland's border fence part of a border protection plan that was approved by the prime minister and the government amid wide political support last year. The main purpose of the steel fence is to prevent illegal immigration from Russia and give reaction time to authorities. That's what Finnish border officials say. According to Voice of America, in 2015 and 2016, Moscow attempted to influence Finland by organizing large numbers of asylum seekers to northern Finnish crossing points in the Arctic Lapland region. Russian authorities were seen deliberately ushering thousands of asylum seekers, mostly from Iraq, Afghanistan, and other Middle East nations, to those border crossing points. Voice of America reports that, quote, the move was seen as a show of muscle by Moscow. The issue was settled when Finnish president held talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Flow of migrants stopped shortly thereafter. This is a scenario that Finland, a nation, 5.5 million people, that officially became a NATO member on April 4th, wants to prevent from repeating itself, end quote. So, smuggling migrants across Finland's border is evil, and it must stop. But smuggling migrants, drugs, and sex slaves from Mexico into the U.S., well, that's okay. And it must not be prevented by erecting a border barrier of any kind. This is the mindset of the U.S. corporate media. Of course, they have lost their mind. Or are they anti-American? And as you can see from that interview we just played of Morgan Freeman, Mike Wallace, more than 20 years ago, they really lost their minds and ability to think critically a long time ago. It's quite mind-boggling that anyone still listens to the corporate media broadcast, which is one reason why this newscast, well, it's growing, and I mean growing fast. So thank you for that. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. I'd like to address a couple of issues tonight. First, woke capitalism. Then, gun control. Deadline has released an analysis showing that Disney lost a staggering $250 million on two movies that incorporated LGBTQ characters. Two woke movies were Lightyear and Strange World. According to Deadline, Lightyear lost $106 million and Strange World lost a whopping $152 million. Strange World is about an explorer family named the Clades. The movie, however, caused a great deal of buzz due to young Ethan talking to his grandfather about his same-sex crush on another boy. In Lightyear, Disney featured a same-sex kiss. Pixar initially removed the scene. However, after the controversy over the Florida education bill, it was put back into the movie as a way of supposedly spitting in the face of Governor Ron DeSantis and his signing of a bill that prevents public schools from indoctrinating kids in the LGBTQ ideology. For many parents, the sexuality elements in Lightyear were a statement that they did not want to address with their young children. Movies bombed at the box office to the tune of $250 million. $250 million lost. Well, Disney has even entered the fray over racial reparations with a controversial children's episode. But Disney isn't going to change. I think they will continue making movies that almost nobody wants to watch because in the 21st century America, it's not about pleasing the customer. It's about pleasing the tyrannical government. That's how fascism works. And America is quickly becoming a fascist nation with big government and big business working in tandem to oppress the people. Ironically, in my book, Reclaiming a Nation at Risk, in 1995, I specifically wrote about America becoming a fascist system of big government and big business merging. And many laughed. Well, they're not laughing anymore. And if you complain about all these movies and your dislike of the ideology being promoted, well, you get your name placed on a government watch list, like the FBI is doing now with conservative Catholics infiltrating their churches. Listening to phone and text conversations is, I guess, now common for the FBI. This is America, folks. We still think we're living in the land of the free. We're lying to ourselves. We are much further down the path toward a totalitarian form of government than most of us want to believe. But living in denial, well, that won't stop the rush to tyranny. Now, gun control. In a shooting at a resort in Mexico on Saturday, 7 people were left dead, including a 7-year-old girl, and an 8th person severely injured. According to Fox News, Mexican officials said a band of gunmen, they invaded the La Palma resort in the city of Cartazar and shot the vacationers at the swimming pool. And authorities said 3 women, 3 men died, including a child, as well as an 8th person who was seriously wounded. The identities of the victims, well, they have not yet been released. Quote, heavily armed assassins arrived, and this is what happened, end quote. So said one man filming the aftermath. Videos on social media, well, they show police on the scene as tourists look on in shock. Many still in their bathing suits and towels. Others are seen crying and hugging their children. Authorities in Mexico said the gunman, after shooting up the swimming pool, then destroyed the spa shop and took security cameras before fleeing the scene. Mexican soldiers and police, aided by a helicopter, were searching for the attacker. Well, Barack Insane Obama and Joe Crazy Biden have repeatedly stated this kind of thing only happens in America. So-called gun violence is reported in the media as a strictly American phenomenon. It doesn't happen in other countries where they have much stricter gun control laws. For that reason, they rarely report shootings in other countries because it doesn't fit their narrative. It destroys their narrative. Well, I'm here to tell you that as long as human beings are on the planet, they will use whatever tools they can get at their disposal to kill each other. Murder has been around since Cain and Abel, and it's horrific, but it has nothing to do with firearms. People with guns, just like people with cars, trucks, trains, and heavy equipment, can also kill others by accident. We had a tragic example of that earlier this month in Farmington, New Mexico. Police officers discussed whether they were at the right house moments before the door opened, and they fatally shot an armed homeowner. Body camera footage released last Friday appears to show this. The officers were at the wrong address in the April 5th incident that left the homeowner, 52-year-old Robert Dotson, dead. That's what Police Chief Steve Hebb has said. Farmington Police on Friday released 6 videos from the encounter, one from each of the 3 officers who responded, as well as slow motion videos from each and one video on Facebook with parts of the 3. Each video from the officers is around 20 minutes long. What did the family of Robert Dotson get? Well, they got an apology. That's right, an apology. The chief said in a statement released Friday night, quote, once again, we wish to express our condolences to the Dotson family, and as your chief of police, I wish to convey how very sorry I am that this tragedy occurred, end quote. New Mexico State Police, well, they're investigating the shooting. So they have it. Woke corporations will be woke, and guns like cars and trucks will kill people when not used appropriately. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks, as always, for tuning in and for supporting this broadcast. Remember, we are listener-supported, and so we need your support a couple of ways. One is to go to WVWTVstore.com. By the way, we've added some new products there. One of them recently in the last 24 hours is we have added potassium iodine. I've had that on hand for my family since right after 9/11. It protects your thyroid in the case of a radiation emergency, either a dirty bomb or a nuclear attack. Our government, if you go look it up, has been spending millions of dollars, according to numerous news reports, purchasing such products, medicines, for radiation poisoning. Why? Well, like I said, I've had potassium iodine tablets on my family's list of items to keep a hold of since right after 9/11. Many people are having a hard time getting it. In fact, one company we work with couldn't keep it in stock. We now have received 3,000 bottles. If you'd like to check that out, it's available at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. Look under emergency supplies. There's a lot of other emergency supplies there as well. You can also use our phone number, 901-468-9357, 901 888-468-9357. Of course, the other way you can support us is by going to MyPillow.com, but you got to use the promo code B66. Only if you use that code do you get savings and we get credit. So thank you for using the promo code B66 when you go to MyPillow.com. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and so much more. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. Also, WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation. That's our foundation that we use to help us push out programming as a public service and a ministry where many people put their programming behind a paywall and make everybody pay for it. We like to push our programming out for free. Now, that does cost me over on my channel at WVWTV.com about $11,000 a month in bandwidth bills, storage of those digital files, compression of those digital files to come out to you on whatever device you're watching it on. $11,000 we pay just in that one bill to give away free programming as a ministry of our foundation. If you appreciate that, we appreciate your support. A contribution of any size is greatly appreciated at WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. We also, through our foundation, sponsor our Sunday night service. I've been teaching that Sunday night service since 2015, where I literally open the Bible and look at the issues of the day through the lens of a Christian worldview, oftentimes through the lens of Bible prophecy. Again, that's on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Central Time on WVWTV.com and at LindellTV.com. Again, thank you for your support. WVWFoundation.com. You'll find our mailing address there as well if you prefer to support us through the mail. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. May God save America. Take care.